Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 18th. Today's word is bivouac, spelled B-I-V-O-U-A-C. Bivouac is a verb that means to make a usually temporary encampment under little or no shelter. It's a synonym of the word to camp. It can also mean to take shelter, often temporarily, or to provide temporary quarters for. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Huntsville Times by Lawrence Specker. Isaacson said Native American artifacts were found on the site, along with plenty of evidence to suggest Union soldiers had bivouacked there after the Civil War. In the 1841 edition of An American Dictionary of the English Language, Noah Webster observed that the word bivouac was a French borrowing having military origins. He defined the noun bivouac as the guard or watch of a whole army, as in cases of great danger of surprise or attack, and the verb as to watch or be on guard, as a whole army. The French word is derived from the Low German word bewacht, a combination of be, meaning by, and wacht, meaning guard. In some German dialects, the word was used specifically for a patrol of citizens who assisted the town watch at night. Today, bivouac has less to do with guarding and patrolling and more about having shelter. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.